Midweek Wednesday style on June 14th, 2023's edition of Connecticut Today. We kicked it off with a chat about Flag Day 2023 and your attitudes toward Old Glory. No Labels founder Holly Page joined us too later in the show. She talked about the possibility of a high-profile third-party White House ticket in 2024. Are you flying Old Glory today? Are you flying the flag? Are you flying it proudly? Or, you know, it's not always on a flagpole or a flag staff or a flag mast. When I take my daily or my nightly walks throughout my hometown, I see people who, you know, display the flag the other way. You can hang it as long as it's respectful and it's, you know, hanging vertically. And I know some people that do it from there. They have the classic, you know, fenced-in kind of porch thing, or they do it on the side of their homes, they do that. Free, still able to ripple in the breeze there, although not on a flagpole or flag mast. But it does hang, and it is Flag Day. Flag Day 2023. From all of us to all of you, happy Flag Day. Do you fly the flag? Do you fly it only on a day like today, or do you fly it every day? Let's start off with that today. It's kind of a fun thing. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. And have you ever thought of the flag and flying the flag? Whether you fly the flag at your home or at your business, whether you do it every day, you do it on select days, you never do it. Do you fly the flag? If you do it, nobody says you have to. This is not any way, shape, or form of a communist dictatorship. We don't believe in telling people they have to do that. Do you fly alternate versions of the flag? You know, the Don't Tread on Me one. And then you had that previous flag with the stars not aligned left to right or up or down. There was a circle kind of flag there. Are you in to the flying of the flag? Now, when I was growing up, we didn't fly the flag every day. And it was just a decision that Mom and Dad made, but we did have a flagpole. We did have one, and we chose to put it out. If I remember correctly, we flew the flag on Memorial Day, of course, in memory of the men and women that were lost in the nation's conflicts. My dad was a World War II veteran, as a lot of you folks are out there, were, and had relatives of such. I know we flew it on Flag Day. We flew it on the 4th of July, I believe, or the 4th of July weekend or the surrounding days there. But that was about it. But listen, my parents, my mom and dad, were just about as patriotic, I guess, as you could be. And does flying the flag actually indicate patriotism? I guess it does. I guess it does. But does the flag, you wonder, let me just throw some stuff out here to get going on this, because I find this fascinating, because it's one of these things that we all take for granted, right? Oh, yeah, they put that family always has the flag out, or that family always is hanging the flag suspended from the second floor of their really nice home there. Or that family, look at that, they actually put a flagpole in on the front lawn. Yeah, that must not have been cheap. Look at that. Looks very nice. And then again, you have people that never do it. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form challenging anybody's patriotism. No, I mean, to me, you could be the most patriotic person on the planet. You know, depending upon how you may define that, you could be the most, you know, patriotic person on the planet and never fly the flag. Or you can be, you know, outwardly patriotic, flying the flag every day, and think that this is the worst place in the world. I guess, technically, you could do that. You might be someone who flies the flag just to keep up appearances, like, yeah, you know, the guy next door is a veteran, the guy across the street's a veteran, you know, my friend over there diagonally on the other side of the street, you know, he or she is always Mr. or Ms. rah-rah over this, so I better chime in. So flying of the flag, it's Flag Day, June 14th. It commemorates the adoption, says here, of the U.S. flag on June 14th. This is a while back, 1777. By the Second Continental Congress, the flag resolution was passed on June 14. Here's what it says. How about this? I'll take you back in time. Resolved, comma, ahem. So picture me back in 1777 wearing like what they were then, the black shoes, the white knickers, right? The knee-length pants. Those are knickers, right? The puffy shirt, the heavy suede or velvet overcoat there, and I'd have some sort of a ceremonial white wig as I was representing the Connecticut colony. Hey, listen, guys, Roger Sherman couldn't be here today, the guy from New Haven, so he's tied up. I'm here. What is your name, sir? Pacelli. Oh, the Italian lineage, yes. Resolved, comma, that the flag of the 13 United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white and blue in a field, representing a new constellation. And that's the one you see and you can still buy, I guess. Some people have that. Today is also the birth date of the U.S. Army. So how about that? On this date in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issuing a proclamation that officially established June the 14th, today, as Flag Day. On August 3, 1949, National Flag Day was established as an act of Congress, although it's not a federal holiday, so you don't get the day off by waving the flag. On June 14th, 1937, Pennsylvania became the first U.S. state to celebrate Flag Day as a state holiday. How about that? The oldest continuing Flag Day parade in Fairfield, Washington. Not Fairfield, Connecticut. Sorry. Beginning in 1909 or 1910, Fairfield has held a Flag Day parade every year since, with the possible exception of 1918 and 1920, because, of course, we had the Spanish flu, influenza there. So, flying of the flag, yes or no? 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. I was at a previous place that I worked because, you know, like I said, we only flew the flag at my home growing up for a few days, so Mom and Dad usually carried that out. But at a previous place of employment, we had, in fact, I think it's still there, a big, 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 rather large flagpole in the front of the building. And I was myself and one of the engineers who was now passed on, Carl, rest in peace. And he and I used to be, we were the flag patrol out there. Were you the flag patrol either, by the way, at your school? That was like a thing of honor, wasn't it, right? I think I remember doing it. In grammar school, maybe, and I was instructed about the certain way, like if you're flying a flag etiquette, if you're flying the flag at half staff or half mast, you have to raise it to the top and then lower it. Like you don't just put it on, raise it halfway, and stop. So the American flag, it's a happy flag day. By the way, our Facebook question of the day today, it's pretty darn easy. At 203-333-9422, 333-WICC, or on Facebook, facebook.com/WICC600. It's Flag Day 2023. Are you flying your American flag today? Did you get up this morning and sing the national anthem? I'm only kidding. You don't have to do that. But we'll do it tonight at every major league stadium around the country. Excited to have this guest on because I've kept you abreast, as has Lisa also in the middays and Melissa in the morning here, about the No Labels party, the No Labels organization. You can check them out, by the way, at No Labels, N-O-L-A-B-E-L-S, No Labels. org. And of course, former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is involved in this as well. And Holly Page joins us after a long career in D.C. politics with the Democratic Leadership Council, member them of the Clinton years. Holly is now one of the people behind No Labels, trying to tell both major parties, hey, make better choices in your candidates or we may run our own ticket May in 2024. Holly, it's Paul here in Connecticut. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Holly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, Holly, I'm a registered Republican. I've occasionally voted for Democrats. But I got to tell you, this notion that you folks are somehow from Satan, and I mean, Holly, talk about hyperbolic statements. Oh, you're going to elect a Republican. Oh, you're going to elect a Democrat. Oh, it's going to be chaos. Oh, this can't happen. I mean, Holly, you have to laugh at this. It is mind-boggling that you folks there, including our friend Mr. Lieberman and others, just want to, geez, I don't know, give Americans a third choice. How has this all been going for you?
Well, it's been going great for us at No Labels because, as you've said, this isn't something that we're manifesting and creating here. We're tapping into what 77 million American voters are saying. And the difference now is that because of No Labels, they have a way to get their voice into the larger conversation. And they are basically telling the two parties that their values and ideas and vision for the futures are not represented in what the parties are saying. And I think that's become increasingly more so as we get closer to 2024.
And Holly, I think one reason you have the powers that be, quivering in their boots or high heels or sandals or whatever they choose to wear, is that you make no bones about the fact that you have money, right? And to get on the ballots in these states, and I try to tell my listeners all the time, can be incredibly expensive with legal fees.
Absolutely. The two parties make it very tough for serious competitors to get the ballot access. So we prepared for that, and we raised money to cover not only the process of getting on the ballot, but also anticipating legal fees. But again, this is an idea whose time has come. The American people are pretty clear that they have had enough of the politics of the past, and they want results, and they want a different type of political conversation here in Washington.
You were associated for years with the DLC, the Democratic Leadership Council, which gave us Mr. Lieberman and Bill Clinton. And Holly, I remember at the time following that election, and everybody thought, you know, former President George H.W. Bush with his 90%+ approval rating, oh, the Democrats politically are dead. Who's this Clinton guy? Hey, you know, they're going to make mincemeat out of him. Well, we know how that happens. So are you drawing on what you guys did as kind of a moderate strain of Democrats those decades ago to try and reignite that here or not?
100%. I often say I got my job with Bill Clinton's first presidential campaign because no one wanted it. No one thought he could win. And actually, you're exactly right. The DLC's process was we are drawing on that. The DLC had to intervene because the Democratic Party, remember, had lost three presidential elections in a row.
Yeah.
The American people did not want to buy what it was selling. So a lot of courageous citizens, actually, it started outside of the elected officials, worked on how to take the core values of the Democratic Party and find new ways to advance them and talk to voters about them. We're doing a similar thing, although we're not limiting ourselves to the Democratic Party. We engage independents and Republicans, but it's time for a new conversation. It's time for a conversation about the future. A
couple of more minutes with Holly Page of the No Labels folks, nolabels.org. Holly, I see one of the ways they're trying to slow you people down, individual states, I read, well, they're not really, well, what are they? Are they lobbyists? Are they a charity? Are they a party? And to me, it's just me, Holly, sitting here in Connecticut. Who cares? I mean, honestly, everybody, Holly, is so afraid it drives me crazy.
I so agree with you, Paul. And, you know, the American people aren't afraid. They know that the current system is broken, that every day in the news we hear more and more reasons to be discouraged about our future. But you know what? This is a great country. And if we, the folks at No Labels, connect with the citizens out there, 77 million of them, who we call the common sense majority, we can bring a different future to this country. We have the power to do that.
How did we get here, Holly? I ask that question at least 3 or 4 days a week. And it's not you. I tell my listeners, folks, it's not me. 60%+ do not want Mr. Trump running, indictments or not. Almost 70% don't want Joe Biden running again. So how, Holly, in, for my mind, still the greatest country with the greatest form of government ever known to man, how in the heck did we get here?
Well, I think we're seeing, as you referenced, the incredible forces that are being aligned against our effort. And all we are trying to do is give ourselves the option to run a third choice for president in 24. We haven't even crossed the threshold of, you know, who that might be. We just want to be able to have the option. But to see how nervous it makes the establishment, how angry, the lengths that they're willing to go to, the dirty tricks, it tells you it takes a pretty tough operation to withstand that. But luckily, you have that in the leadership of No Labels, certainly Senator Lieberman, Dr. Ben Chavis, a lot of folks coming together to, you know, withstand whatever it is that the naysayers want to throw at us. And we're gonna fight this through, and the American people will be the better for it.
Listen, sometimes you have to scare people, Holly, and we all learned when we were little kids, right? Sometimes, what's the old phrase? Fear is life's greatest motivator, is it not?
Absolutely. Also, stand up to the bully. I think that's a lesson, too, from our childhood. And that's what we're doing. We're standing up to the bullies who are trying to deny the American voters, the common sense majority, a voice in national politics and a better choice in 2024. So we invite your listeners to join with us, stand up to the bullies, and we will prevail.
Okay, I have to ask you this. I know you're probably going to play it close to the vest, but you're not going to say who you've talked to. But I do read, Holly, that you have had some discussions, your group, at least preliminarily, with some names that people might recognize from the news. Yes or no?
Of course. I mean, this is not being built for any one politician. That is the truth. But we also don't want to go to great lengths of withstanding the, you know, the fight that it's going to take to get this and not have anyone willing to take the final step, right? So we're talking to people, and, you know, the more we can engage citizens all over the country, the more politicians or public servants will see how real and serious we are. And I think the more candidates will appear.
I would imagine, Holly, finally to wrap this up, I would imagine that, and I always say this on my show here, when you get people behind closed doors, away from the microphones, away from the cameras, away from the gaggle of reporters chasing people down in the House and Senate, I would imagine a lot of people are more amenable to this than maybe the public would think.
I sure hope so. I mean, you know, I'd like to remind all these folks who are trying to destroy No Labels and stop the American people from having a third choice, remind them why they get involved in politics in the first place, which was for the nation, for the American people, and not for their own power and personal gain. So I sure hope so, but I do know that there's a market of voters out there, 77 million plus, who want something different, and we will work together to make that happen.
The website, once again, as we wrap here, nolabels.org, nolabels.org. Holly Page has been the guest. Holly, thank you, and your people have our contact numbers, so be in touch with you, okay?
Absolutely. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. Appreciate it. All right, there you go. Holly Page, nolabels.org. Now, before you start going crazy, saying, man, she's just a Democrat, no, understand something. She was affiliated with, you remember the DLC, the Democrat or Democratic Leadership Council? And she explained it, all right? After the two wins by Ronald Reagan and the one win by George H.W. Bush, do you remember how fractured the Democratic Party was? Remember that? And upcoming was 1992, and you heard, you know, I remember, you know, starting to do talk shows way back in 1992 when I was segueing from being a regular news guy. And I remember the stories being, you know, the governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, said to be the odds-on favorite to be the 1992 Democratic nominee. And everybody was saying, oh, my God, this guy's going to get buzzsawed. He's got no choice. Well, he's got no chance. How did that work out? Because the DLC positioned the Democratic Party, and he kind of governed this way, too. Now, I know there was the stuff with Hillary and Whitewater and all that. But, man, you listen to Bill Clinton today, he's kind of a liberal Republican when you think about it. So her roots are from there. Because, man, I remember, I honestly remember, she said there, I remember reading a piece that's saying the Democratic Party might be dead. Yeah, how'd that work out?